Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Hey there, Sunshine. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Jared and I have just learned something interesting from the research, and we can't wait to share it with you. And that is one simple strategy to improve your gut microbiome. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Well, hey there, sunshine. We are thrilled to have you joining us today. You know, whether you're brand new to whole food plant-based living or you've been on this journey for a long time, there is always so much more that you can learn. And today what we're sharing with you is proof of that. But I want to take a minute just to let you in on what's been going on the inside. And listen, no matter where you are in this journey, you need to have support and encouragement along the way. And we see this happening day after day inside Podcast Insider's Experience. Look, I wish you could have already been there, but don't miss another day. Go right now to poweronplants.com/pie. That's poweronplants.com/PIE and join us. And you will hear things like Lori reporting about her brother-in-law reversing stage 4 cancer and all the amazing members like Amy and Curtis and John and Katrina sharing what they've been eating lately. This can change everything for you because you're going to have the inspiration you need. You're going to be able to see what other people are eating and doing on their plant-based journey. Ask questions of each other, get those questions answered, and be able to keep moving forward in excitement, not feeling alone, not feeling isolated, and no longer feeling deprived because you know what your new favorites are going to be. You're going to get great ideas for things to try and find those out and get encouragement with all these incredible testimonials that we're hearing and seeing day after beautiful day. This has been amazing. And I'm telling you right now, I don't want you to miss another second of this. The group is free. Get in there. What are you waiting for? On top of that, you can search every single podcast episode for anything you're looking for. So go right now to poweronplants.com/pie. That's poweronplants.com/PIE and join us on the inside.
Now I have to highlight, we're on episode 282. With the search function, you can search whatever, wherever, in all 282 episodes. Do you know how much time that can save you?
Oh, my goodness.
So much time.
Think about
it. So much.
And we're not just talking about titles. We're talking about every time we've ever said a word inside any podcast, it will pull you to that exact spot. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is stuff that people would charge you big bucks for. And we're not doing that. We're giving this to you for free because we want to see you getting results. While you're waiting for our course to be available, you're sitting there thinking, what do I do? I don't know what to do, and I don't have the support I need, and I just need more ideas. This is the place to get those. And when you've got the podcast right at your fingertips, every time we've ever said, what's something you might want to look at? Breakfast. Or blueberry, it might be a specific ingredient, or travel. Maybe you're like a listener who just emailed me, Leah, and she was sharing with me how she's about to go on a trip, on a cruise, and she doesn't know exactly what to do. Well, if you just search cruise, we might have mentioned that before, or travel, because we've talked a lot about what do we eat when we travel? What do we suggest that you eat? How do you make it easy? Things like that. It's crazy. You're going to learn about amazing things like purse sauces. If you don't know what that is, search travel. You're going to find it inside Pie. So super simple to find, and it's going to skyrocket you to plant-based joy. And that is what we want for you, because plant-based joy is being happy with the lifestyle you're living, being happy with plant-based. This isn't just about finding some recipes. This is about finding the recipes that light you up and learning how to make delicious, simple, wonderful foods that are going to fuel your body well and that you love the way they taste. So this becomes a lifestyle for you. And sometimes without even a recipe, many times without even a recipe, because you're going to gain those skills of how to make unrecipes. That's what we call them inside the Power on Plants family. And you are going to love these things. And not only that, you're going to love your fellow Pop family. You're not going to believe the amazing quality of people we have inside the free group and our membership. It's amazing what's going on. And this is another thing that you can do inside Pie. You can actually take what you learn here and discuss it amongst yourselves. Ask further questions. See if anybody else has experience with these things we're talking about here. You know, we do that sometimes on the inside, and it's really good to have the ability to be able to do that. Well, the one thing we're sharing with you today is something that's fairly new to me and Jared. We're always looking into the research and trying to find new things that we didn't know before to give you the best information possible and to learn for ourselves. I mean, we're on this journey too, right?
Well, we want a next level. Always. Anything we can do to next level our health and make things even better, we're open for it. We want to learn these things.
Our goal is to be excellent in all that we do. We want to be good stewards of our time and good stewards of the information that we present to you as well. Because there's a responsibility in that. As believers, we feel a responsibility in that, and we love and we care about you and we want your absolute best. So what exactly is this tip? It's very interesting, actually. It has to do with the microbiome. Recently, we've been sharing about probiotics and prebiotics and different things about the gut microbiome because we want those good gut bacteria to thrive and to flourish. And this is a tip that can help you to have the good bacteria grow at a more rapid rate and become stronger to boost your immunity and to help you be well in so many different areas.
And one of the easiest ways to make the gut microbiome flourish is by feeding it well. And we've talked about being sure to get different various foods and fiber and starches. Well, today's tip is a way to actually enhance getting the food to those good gut bacteria that live in your colon. And the strategy is to eat berries whenever you eat starches. Starches such as pancakes, waffles, could be oats, could be toast. And the reason being is that there is a component found within berries that helps to slow down the digestion of starchy foods. There's a component within berries that actually inhibits amylase, which is an enzyme that helps to break down the starches faster. So if you inhibit that, then the starches stay around longer, and then they can actually make their way to the colon where they can then feed the good gut bacteria there and help them to flourish.
Makes perfect sense. But who would have known, right? Apart from the research, who would have known? So here we have berries. Especially in the study, it showed the most effective ones at doing this were raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, and pomegranates also do this somewhat. So when you're eating these berries with the starchier foods, it causes your body to not break them down as quickly so they can travel farther down your digestive tract, possibly even making it to your colon, feeding the good gut bacteria. So what's the takeaway here? If you're eating something like pancakes or waffles or toast, get some berries in it. How do you do that in a simple way? Do you need to worry every day? Oh, if I'm eating toast, pancakes, waffles, or something that's very starchy, I need to be getting berries on it. No, you just eat more whole plant foods and you get a variety of color. I've said this so many times. I want you to let go of the worries of these things because I know you guys are going to see these studies too over time, and we need to let you know about them because these are small tweaks you can make. You can do that. If you're not putting berries in your pancakes or waffles, why not? It's going to greatly improve other things too. It's not just about slowing down the starches from breaking down, right? It's also about getting all the other amazing things that God has put in that food that you're not getting when you eat a plain white pancake or a plain white waffle. Get the color in there. Get the dark colors that you don't always eat. Where are you going to find those? You're going to find those in the things like blackberries, blueberries. Maybe you're not eating dark reds or bright pinks like raspberries or pomegranates. Why aren't you eating those foods? When they're in season, especially get them. If they're out of season, go to the freezer section and buy them. This is just a flag to say to you, hey, eat more of these foods. If you're not eating them, why aren't you? You should be. Don't worry so much about combining. I don't want you to feel stuck and think, oh, I've got to remember to do this with this and that with that and not that with that. No. This is about getting more color, more berries in particular, into your life. If you're not doing that, start learning to love them. How could you enjoy them if you don't eat them?
Do you know what else you're getting other than just more color? More flavor.
More flavor.
More flavor.
Oh, now we have another gold nugget coming from Jared, because that is where the game changes for you. When you get foods that are fueling your body optimally, and that is exactly what whole plant foods do. Fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes. And in the fruit category, there are berries. So when you are getting all of these foods into your life, you're not only getting all the nutrients, you're getting flavor. Flavors that you've missed. And what blows my mind is the farther you go on this journey, and it can be just as simple as a week or two or three. Your taste buds start clearing. You start tasting things in food you never knew before. I didn't know broccoli was sweet. I ate a potato today. It tasted sweet to me. I put nothing sweet on it. But you can taste these flavors that were there all along. And you were missing out because your taste buds were hijacked by all these fake foods or foods that are just not good for us. So what is the takeaway here? Again, it's getting more of the five whole plant foods. Particularly from this episode, I want you to focus on berries, and we'll throw pomegranates in there because they were in this category. And if you think about pomegranate kernels, it kind of looks like a berry.
They do.
They really do.
Tiny berries.
They are so delicious. Girl, I'm just going to tell you, it's one of my favorite foods. If you're not eating it, why not? Curtis, do you eat those? John, are you eating those? Like, you need to be getting pomegranates. So pomegranate season is in the fall. And when you can get those, get them and learn how to get the seeds out. It's not hard. It's one of the easiest things in the world. You know, sometimes we get in our mind something's going to be really hard. And it's just not hard. It's just because you don't know how.
Exactly. It's only hard until you know how to do it.
And then once you know how, it's just what you do. It's just what you do. And so the next time you're in the store, I want you to look and see, what is a new berry I can try and start eating more of that berry? And by all means, when you're eating starchy foods and they're plain and white, like you ground up some oats or something and you're making a real quick, delicious waffle, like my gluten-free waffles that are in the Power on Plants cookbook, which, by the way, if you have not tried those, you need to get the cookbook, okay? Get the bundle at powerandplants.com/cookbook and taste and see how good these are. But I don't want you to leave them plain. Why aren't you dropping some berries in there or on the top of them? Sometimes I drop them in before I cook it. Sometimes I put them on the top, and sometimes I do both. It's whatever you like. This is where you do you. Inside the most optimal foods for your health, this is where you do you. But get the colors in there. Top those things with the wonderful, delicious berries. You won't believe how much better you're going to feel getting these amazing foods that God created to help your body heal and to make you feel better into your life. It is going to make all the difference for you. Sunshine, we cannot wait to see you inside Podcast Insiders Experience. You can join us there at powerandplants.com/pie. That's /PIE. And we look forward to seeing you, getting to know you, hearing your testimonial and your favorite dishes, and watching you learn and grow and soar on this amazing journey where you can finally feel good so you can fully live your calling and do all the amazing things in life that you wanted to do for so long. It's time to no longer have to sit on the sidelines. It's time for you to embrace the beautiful life that you've been given, to get out there and fully enjoy it. Have a great week, and we'll see you on the inside.